smallest of the Upanishad and the biggest of the Upanishad is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The both of them starts with the same Shanti Mantra. Its meaning of this one, it's a unique mathematics talking about the complete. It urges us to always think the complete, think big, think auspicious, think great, so that you also become great. It's the meaning of, repeat after me, Om Purnamada,
Om Purnamada,
Purnamidam,
Purnamidam,
Purnat,
Purnat,
Purnamudachyate,
Purnamudachyate,
Purnasya,
Purnasya,
Purnamadaya,
Purnamadaya,
Purnameva,
Purnameva,
Avashishyate,
Avashishyate.
Purna means complete. Purna, Purnam, that complete is there within, inside you also that completeness is there. And outside also complete is there. If you try to subtract this complete from that complete, still complete remains. If you try to divide one by complete, complete remains. Add complete to complete, complete remains. That, towards that completeness, our journey is towards that one. From incompleteness to the completeness. And welcome to the 52nd batch of yoga, 521st class here in Roeville. Incessantly, without any break, we are doing this, conducting the class without any break. It's itself indicates we all have divine grace. Otherwise, many people start off with, I want to teach class, after few class they drop off. That without any break is continuing, it's a divine grace is there. And, in the cold morning, everyone have come here to do yoga, to attend yoga class. It's like an investment. Investment, we are investing our precious time of our life. Early morning, in the cold day, still we want to invest 2 hours of our time into yoga. Any investment we do, we expect some return. If I invest in a share market or investment, wherever, I expect maximum return. What is the investment we get out of here? When you are investing your precious 2 hours, what you get, it's you get contentment, peace, good health. As we are all inching towards the old age. The old age, the best asset we can have is not the money, it's the health. Those who have lost the health, they know the meaning of health. And the health is the greatest of the asset we can have as we are inching towards the old age. In the yoga text it says you can derive the benefit from the yoga. The what is the requirement for doing the yoga? It says in the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it says in the ajnascha ashradanascha samshayatma vinashyati na ayam loko na paro na sukham samshayatmanaha. It says one of the requirement is the thirst for knowledge. I want to learn. The ajnascha, it's a from the ignorance, I want to learn. Ajnascha, I should have discipline. Another indisciplined person, no interest for knowledge and always doubting person, he cannot prosper, it says. That person cannot have happiness, he cannot achieve anything here or in the higher world, or that person will have any happiness within. The requirement of the yoga is the discipline. Yoga and discipline, the meaning of are synonyms. One is the discipline, one is the thirst for knowledge, and it's a thirst, trust in yoga. Those who have that one, they prosper in yoga. The yoga is, it's a doing ourselves, living for ourselves. It's a yoga, yoga, meaning of yoga, it is not living for yourself. If you are living for yourself, I don't worry about others. Let them look after themselves. I won't care about others. If you are living only in the gene level, only in the cellular level, the gene has its own brain. Every gene has its own brain. It says, look after yourself. Every morning when you get up, have something to eat. Only the eating part, it looks after only the bodily level, gene level. No growth in the human happens. If the growth in us to happen, we have to go to the higher level, then the compassion, fearlessness, abhayam, this is one of the qualities we get, fearlessness and compassion, humility, service mentality, generosity, those qualities you cannot get by only living for yourself. You have to connect from here, gene level, from your individual level, you have to connect with others. In the yoga, yoga means joining yourself with others. Melt at the suffering of others. Help out wherever you can. Reach out wherever you can. When we start doing that one, when I am connecting myself with my fellow beings, with other travelers, co-travelers, when I start doing that one, yoga starts happening. For that person, yoga starts happening. In the Shweta Ashwara Upanishad, it talks about what are the first indication of the person who is traveling in that path. What are the laghutvam? That person, by doing yoga, the indicators are laghutvam, arogyam, aloluptvam, and varna prasadam, and shruti shraucham, gandha shuddham, mutra purisha alpam. These are the seven indicators of the person when doing yoga. What are the seven indicators? One starts feeling lightness in the body. Otherwise, when I am heavy, always it's a lethargyness, no interest, always dullness. When the first indication is one starts feeling the lightness, laghutvam, then arogyam, that person's health starts improving. Always going to the doctors, now slowly the health starts improving. Laghutvam, then arogyam, aloluptvam. I start getting the contentment. Always in content, is no contentment within. I want to jump from one, I may get happiness here, then jump from one object to another. Slowly by practicing yoga, that person starts experiencing the contentment in life. It's another aloluptvam. Then it's varna prasadam. The skin, the glow in the skin starts coming out. One starts without applying any cream. There is a glow in the face, glow in the skin. That skin starts radiating. Then shruti shraucham. In the beautiful voice, people wants to hear that person. Some people, when they speak, you don't feel like hearing. That pitch is not right. When some people are hearing, talking, you'd like to hear them. That very melodious sound, that voice, that person's voice becomes very melodious. Then gandha shuddhi, from the body, odor, smell, good smell starts coming out. Some people, if you go near them, they start stinking. They apply that deodorants 5 times a day. Deodorants, without applying any deodorants, body starts emitting the good smell. It's another indicator. And that person's urine and stool quantity starts reducing. These are the indicators of the person who is doing yoga. everyone would like to have those ones. That it's a feeling, the lightness, good health, and contentment within, and it's a beautiful voice, good skin, and it's a controlled stool, and it's a urine, and the good smell from the skin. These are the indicators, the first indicators, and these are the, when you are investing in yoga, investing your precious two hours, what you get? You get these things, that it is indicated in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. In the another quality, it's I also mentioned, you need discipline, and in the who is eligible for yoga? Yoga, everyone, there is no bar to enter into the portals of yoga. Anyone who practices yoga with sincerity, with discipline, they derive the benefit from yoga. And we'll touch upon this dimension in the next class. Lie down on your back.